Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi everyone, it's Gavin J. DeBessing since The Iguana, and you're listening to The Therapy Suite right here on UK Health Radio, the world's number one talk health radio. This week, I welcome to the show Lulu James, member of Chartered Society of Physiotherapy. She's also a yoga teacher, lifestyle prescriptions health coach, advanced Arvigo therapist, and designer of the butterfly and the butterfly technique. Oh, Lulu, I'm running out of breath. Sagal, you do so much.
Now, I should just point out that I'm a long-term student of lifestyle prescriptions health coaching, so I haven't yet taken my exams. I want to be precise there.
Absolutely. So you're working on it.
Still working on it.
No worries. Well, Lulu, talk to us a bit about your background and, you know, how you got to where you are today.
Sure. In 2005, I fractured the base of my spine. So we have a triangular bone at the base of the spine, the sacrum, and then at the bottom of that, we have the tailbone. And I fractured the base of my spine, which left me with a lot of difficulty doing the kind of things that I would normally do. I was very restricted in my movement for quite some time, and I took up yoga. I needed to find a new way of moving, and yoga was really helpful because, apart from anything else, I hit a little bit of a low spot. I was used to being very active and working, and also when I had the accident, so I flipped over backwards on my rollerblades, and I was pregnant at the time.
Oh,
and so that meant that my ligaments were very loose, and that obviously had an impact, and I lost the baby, and so there was, you know, a lot of emotion around that, and yoga was a really ideal way to move again, but also there's a lot of internal kind of dialogue where you're really just checking in with yourself and seeing how you go. And the whole journey of yoga is very holistic. And for me, I know that the title of yoga puts a lot of people off, but for me, it's just it really is life in action. And so I found it really helpful. And I got to the point where I thought I was going to give up physiotherapy and go off into the world of teaching yoga. And when I went to study to be a yoga teacher, which was in 2009, I had to do a lot of sitting cross-legged on the floor and not being brought up in, you know, in India or somewhere like that where that's a normal posture. I found that really tricky. And so I was really struggling, and I was still having ongoing back problems at this time. And I ended up not by planning, but just by every time I sat down in meditation, I ended up designing the butterfly. It wasn't obviously called that then. And I tried to put it out of my mind because I was trying to meditate and empty my mind. But I ended up designing this product called the butterfly. And that was originally a seat for yoga and meditation. And so quite some time later in 2015, I decided to go ahead and launch the butterfly. And shortly after it arrived, it's shaped like a figure of eight. So it's like a small cushion. It's made out of foam, so it has a slight sponginess, but it's also firm. It holds its shape. And it's shaped a little bit like a figure of eight, and it's got a wedge shape. So it's perfectly ergonomic for sitting cross-legged on the floor. You can also use it on a chair. Anyway, on this one day, the butterfly had just arrived, and I was lying down on my yoga mat. And I've told this story so many times now. I was like the princess and the princess and the pea story. Because I've got a very large knobble of bone where the fracture healed itself, that always hits the ground first. And so I have to have, to be comfortable, I have to have 5 yoga mats. And, you know, it's a little bit embarrassing. You turn up at a yoga class, especially as a teacher, and you need to have 5 yoga mats because you just can't do one of the most basic poses, which is just lying down on your back. So on this day, I was lying there and I was a little bit frustrated, and something made me look across at the butterfly, and I suddenly thought, oh, what happens if I position this so that my sacrum is floating in the indent, if you like, of the butterfly? So I put the butterfly underneath, and it was the first time I'd been able to lie face up with no discomfort whatsoever. So that was really lovely. I fell asleep. I was there about 15 minutes or so. And then when I took the butterfly out, and then I was just lying back on the floor, I noticed that I felt different. Something had changed. I didn't really have a frame of reference for it, so I didn't know exactly what had changed, but I just felt different. And I carried on doing it every time I did my daily yoga practice. And after a couple of weeks, 10 years worth of back pain went.
Gosh, that's amazing. 10 years.
And the pain was interesting because it wasn't like anything I had heard anyone describe. So at that point, I'd been working as a physio for, well, I qualified in 1984, and I haven't always, 100% worked as a physio, but I've spent the majority of that time working in the military, in private practice, and in the NHS. And I hadn't heard anyone describe the kind of symptoms that I was having. It was like a pressure buildup. So you know when you were a kid and you got a pimple and you got this, it occupies your mind, doesn't it, when you've got a pressure build up like that? You have to go and kind of, get this thing.
Yeah.
And what would happen is I would wake up in the middle of the night with this pressure build up in my sacrum. And the intriguing thing for me was that if I laid down on my side or if I laid down on my tummy, it still didn't make any difference. I had to get up and I had to walk around. So I'd get up and I'd have a herbal tea. I'd maybe be up for 20, 25 minutes. And then I was able to go and lie down again. And once I started using butterfly, it was that left me. And so then my research into trying to understand what was happening when I used the butterfly and why my symptoms had resolved, I came across craniosacral therapy, which is a technique primarily, but not only, done by osteopaths. And it works with it influences the craniosacral system, which is not something that we talk about in physiotherapy. And I now understand that the symptoms that I was having was to do with the craniosacral system rather than it being the muscles or the bones or the joints.
Gosh. through a lot, when you've been through a lot and you've done really well in terms of just using your own skills and your intuition as well to, you know, introduce yourself and other people now, the butterfly effect. Talk to us a bit more about the butterfly technique and how it works exactly.
Okay, so in terms of the practical application, the most important thing is that the butterfly is positioned very precisely. So it's positioned in a way that the sacrum and the tailbone are, if you like, suspended in air. And so normally, if you think about it, when you lie down on your back, all of your weight, or the, you know, a lot of your weight is on your pelvis, and it's not free to move. But when you lie down with the butterfly placed so that the sacrum and the tailbone are suspended, what it means is that it can move. And you might say to yourself, well, what do you mean it can move? Because your pelvis is on the butterfly and you're lying still. But something that we don't really talk about, again, even within physiotherapy, but the world of osteopathy, and in particular the craniosacral branch of osteopathy, they talk about this. And that is that everything in the body is always on the move. You're familiar with homeostasis and how the body is always, all the systems in the body and every tissue within the body is always trying to come into a point of balance. And I studied the work of a French osteopath called Jean-Pierre Barral, and he talks about the motility of organs. Now, interestingly, the only other time I've heard of the expression motility is when we're talking about the movement of sperm. But it's the idea that everything in the body is constantly in this state of flux and trying to remain in its original relationship as where it was in utero in development, so that the relationship between the liver and the diaphragm and the stomach and the diaphragm on the other side, you know, the relationship is staying in this or in this, trying to achieve remaining in that relationship. So everything has this inherent movement inside of it. And we know, don't we, if we see in nature, if we go out into nature, and anything that is living is moving, and everything that is moving is living. So if we see a pond where the water is really stagnant, what do we see? You know, we see that there's no life in there, and it's, you know, starting to get smelly and stagnant and whatever. So it's the same with our body. And so even though I had done some study with a direct disciple, if you like, of Jean-Pierre Barral, I understood the concept when it came to looking at the kidneys and the liver and the stomach, how it was constantly moving in a very three-dimensional way. But still, I hadn't really applied that to the spine. And the most fascinating thing in this whole journey for me is this coming to the understanding that the spine has a natural intelligence and will always be seeking optimal alignment. And we can work with that natural intelligence within the body for the spine to come into its best alignment.
Gosh, it sounds complex as well in the detail of it, obviously, but I suppose if you illustrate it and how it works, it obviously works very well. We're just going to a quick ad break and we'll be right back.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Good. Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
So Lulu, thank you again for explaining about the butterfly technique. Can anyone use it?
I have not yet had anyone who can't use it. I won't work with children because really it's not ethical for me. I don't have that experience of working with children. Having said that, I do have a couple of people who've used it with their own children, and they're from about 12 onwards. And I've used it the other end of the scale with people who are in their 80s. I've also used it with people who have multiple sclerosis and who have Parkinson's. So while my specialist area as a physiotherapist was musculoskeletal, there are a lot of neuro problems where, especially early on, where they're still very active, they get a lot of asymmetry in their body. So if they've got weakness with a multiple sclerosis on one side of the body, then that will obviously have a knock-on effect for the spine. Anything that causes asymmetry in the whole body and the spine, those conditions work really, really well. So apart from things like the neurological conditions, also scoliosis, I've had really good results with scoliosis. And I've had a couple of ladies who've had a mastectomy. And we don't really consider how that just the removal of tissue can create an imbalance in the body. It's not just about scar tissue, but just that feeling. That was quite a learning for me.
With the butterfly effect, with the people that had Parkinson's and MS, did it work with everyone or maybe just some people? Or just give us an idea of the effectiveness.
Well, if I tell you that over the last 9 years, every single person I've used it with, every single person has had a realignment of their spine.
But people with MS and Parkinson's and generally spine problems as well.
Yeah. Or every single, I wouldn't have seen any more than 15 people with multiple sclerosis. I wouldn't have seen any more than probably 3 people with Parkinson's. And I'm not talking about advanced Parkinson's and advanced multiple sclerosis. Although one lady did spend a lot of time in a wheelchair. The majority of my patients have been low back pain, especially chronic back pain, chronic pelvic pain, hip replacement either before or after the hip replacement, so more musculoskeletal. The other thing that's been really telling about this is that if you go back to the fact that I originally developed it as a yoga block and a meditation seat, a lot of the time, people who try it out for the first time, that's what they're looking for, a yoga block or a meditation seat. And then they start talking about the postural problems that they're having. And so my suggestion is, well, would you like to try the position in lying? Because in my experience, when the spine realigns, the pelvis realigns and the hips realign, because the body is a continuum. And I haven't had anybody say no. And so what was happening is I was seeing a lot of people who didn't have a back problem to the extent that they were having treatment, but they were having postural problems. And what was a real eye-opener for me was that they too were having a realignment of their spine. What this told me is that we are all walking around with suboptimal alignment of the spine. So the question is then, why? And one of the key points of that takes me into the other area where I work, which is lifestyle prescriptions health coaching, and that is what is going on in the mind. So I'd like to give you an example, if that's okay.
Absolutely.
If I ask you to just close your eyes for a moment And imagine that you're in your most preferred place in nature, wherever that is. And imagine that it's a really cold day. And there's this north wind and it's biting around you. And you've just had some really bad news. You're really stressed. You're upset. You're anxious. Whatever are the emotions that you're feeling around this really bad news. I want you to just try and appreciate all of that in your body. And then I'd like you to imagine that all of a sudden, it's like someone has come along with a magic wand. The north wind stops blowing. The sun comes out. The birds are singing. And you hear the best news that you could ever have wished for. And you feel that in your body. Every thought, every emotion, as well as every action, plays out in the body. And very often what happens is we are in our busy lifestyles, we are having to what I call mind over matter it. So we are having to put aside what we really want to do. And we've got to get up and we've got to perform, whether it's because we're working in busy lives or because we're doing jobs that we don't really want to do or because we're feeling shy and we have to put ourselves forwards in some kind of a social situation. And all of this means that there is some conflict going on in the body. There's a part of you that really wants to hang back and there's this other part of you that wants to be out there and achieving and performing. Whatever are your individual circumstances, whether it's just that you woke up this morning absolutely exhausted, but you had no option but to get in your car and get to work for 9 o'clock in the morning. So this is where a lot of the conflict comes within the body and it shows up in the spine.
Gosh, so there's a massive psychological effect, isn't it, as well? As well as the exercising and movement and all the rest of it. It's a bit of a combination of things. Is that right?
Yeah.
And it helps with the butterfly effect technique. It helps with all types of back pain and acute low back pain, chronic back pain, or both, or all of that, as well as sciatica. And because it sounds like the, you know, the magic potion that you need for the back.
You know, it is, and that's where I've come to, and that's why I have put in the amount of investment, if you like, in this. And I will keep talking about it because it has completely changed how I look at the body. And it's something that everyone can do. It works for preventative care as well as for... Now, if I give you an example of when I had an acute back injury, so I was holding on to a huge widescreen television. And on the corners were polystyrene. You know, when you buy a new one, they give you...
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
And I was just moving it from one place to another, which meant that I had to carry it and then I had to turn. And I hadn't realized that one of the polystyrene corners had broken. So all of a sudden, what happened was the television started falling. And I mean, this thing was, I don't know, 50 inches wide. And I grabbed it on a twist and something went in my low back. And I had a lot of pain immediately. And I managed to get home. Someone else drove me home. And I got home and I was in pain. And I thought, well, this is an opportunity for me to be able to try the butterfly with acute back pain. How do I feel about that? And so the question is always the same. Can you be comfortable when you're on the butterfly? And if you're in pain already, at least can you be in no more pain? A big part of this is that you must feel safe. And I'll talk a little bit about that in a moment. You must feel warm and safe. And if you're in pain already, you must be in no more pain. So I just followed my own advice and I laid down That was a little bit tricky getting into that position. And I remember bringing the butterfly underneath, a little bit difficult coming into a bridge in order to be able to position it and get the pillow under my knees. But once I was there, I was in no more pain. And gradually what I found was that the pain started to ease a little bit. And when I took the butterfly out, I still felt that there was some small improvement. What was significant for me was that 3 days later, I went out for a run. So the healing time had massively reduced.
Gosh, and how was the run afterwards? Was you completely fine, or there was a little bit of pain, or?
I just took it really easy. Just a gentle jog through the forest. So you are still always working with the body and with the time frames of the body in terms of when you're looking at acute pain. There's still a healing that needs to happen. There's still, all of that. But I think what I found very interesting is that when you're working with chronic problems, people often say to me, Gavin, is the butterfly going to cure my pain? Well, first of all, it's not doing the curing. It's supporting the wisdom in your body. And then the wisdom in your body has a timing, especially when we're talking about acute pain. When it comes to chronic conditions, I had one particular client who had 30 years history of back pain. And he started using the butterfly, and he was using it 4 or 5 times a day. And every time he used it, he found it much better. And overall, he found that it gave him more mobility, that his cycling was better and his running was better. But he still had this ongoing, this need to be using it 4 or 5 times a day, which I think is quite excessive. With him, I would really like to have gone down the road of what actually is behind his back pain. Because for me, when you've had back pain for that long, if you think about a car, if you take your car today and something breaks mechanically, in 30 years, and you carry on driving it, in 30 years' time, is your car still going to be working for you?
Probably not. Or it won't be the same.
Something will have broken. And then when that breaks, something else would have broken. And when that breaks, something else would have broken. So if you continue driving a car when something mechanically has gone wrong, it will fail sooner rather than later. So my question is, when you have chronic back pain for 30 years, why haven't you completely broken? And what is happening is the body is literally tripping in and out of biological processes, which leaves you with this chronic situation. And because we know that the body has an innate capacity to heal, why is that, if you like, why is that cycle of healing not completing? Why is that loop not completing? And this is where the lifestyle prescriptions really helps, because we then start to understand what are the emotions behind that. If you've got someone who has chronic back pain, the butterfly works really well to give them relief. And at the same time, hopefully they will, if they, follow my work, they will start to see that actually there are other things that we can do that will help you close that healing loop and move from this place of chronic symptoms where you're always having to mop up. Now, does that mean that you won't ever have to use the butterfly again? Well, probably not, because I use it on a daily basis as well. And it's like a toothbrush. Why do you use a toothbrush? You don't use a toothbrush just because your teeth are falling out, but because you want to promote long-term oral health and because you ate food today. You drank wine. You had vinegar in your salad dressing, all the things that we know might be detrimental to the teeth and to the gums.
Absolutely. We're just going to do a quick ad break and we'll be right back.
UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
So Lulu, is the technique, the butterfly technique, painful? I mean, can people expect to have post-treatment soreness in the way that they often do after having hands-on treatment or anything like that?
In my experience, first of all, I mentioned before, if you're in pain already, you should be in no more pain. And if you find that it's painful, it's normally technique that's the problem. Because when you position the butterfly, the pelvis is in neutral. And although you may not really understand what I'm talking about there, if you imagine that we're trying to get the spine as neutral as possible, so as long as we can do that and you are pain-free, then that's where, or you know, in no more pain than you were, that's where the intelligence in the body can then start to reorganize itself. I mentioned that you also need to be safe and you need to be warm. So the last thing you want, for example, is to be lying on the floor and worried about the doorbell going, or worried about your kids coming home from school, or the dog going to jump on you. And one of the reasons is we have a really important muscle which attaches to the spine and travels down to the leg. And this muscle is part of what they call the fight or flight response. And it brings the knees into the chest to protect the organs. And we want to make sure that you are feeling as safe as you can and that you're not going to have anything. You're not going to have loud noises. Your phone's not going to suddenly ping and that kind of thing. When the intelligence of within the body is reorganizing itself, you don't generally get the post-treatment soreness that you do if you are being manipulated or mobilized externally. Does that make sense?
Yeah, thank you for that. I mean, are there any negative effects at all?
Are there any
negative effects at all?
I would say that the only negative effects are that you might feel really sleepy after.
That's a good one. I think that's a positive for me. Does the butterfly technique offer permanent relief? Does it basically cure back pain?
So we go back to what is the cause. If the cause is a very simple, you're doing something at your desk and you turn and you tweaked it, even that example that I gave with the television, then it will help promote the healing process. If you have chronic back pain, I mean, it's strange. I have had a lot of people say it's completely cured their back pain. I guess because I am also doing the lifestyle prescriptions, health coaching, and I understand the emotional root cause behind behind chronic back pain. And so that's an area of my work that I'm quite passionate about. But I don't, if you like, sell that to people. And I have a lot of my clients, I mean, I put myself forward for an award recently. My friend contacted me and said, you really should put yourself forwards for this. And so I wrote to my database and said, you know, could you, if you've had a good response, can you let me know? And I received a good number of emails from people saying, this has just put everything right. I've had problems for 20 years. I don't have any problems anymore.
That's unbelievable. Do that many people suffer with back problems in the world?
I think it's the leading cause of disability. It certainly was in 2020. Gosh. And it's one of the leading causes of sickness, lost days, due to sickness, lost working days.
Oh, from work, of course, yeah. Because you're sitting for a long, people at work, as we all know, sit for a long period of time on the chair. And they do say, I think you're meant to get up every like 20 minutes to half an hour or something and have a little walk. But if I'm going to be honest with you, from my own experiences, that's doesn't happen usually, because you end up sitting down, you're getting into something, and you end up being there for hours. And so I could totally understand how after, you know, a while of doing that, you can end up with like lower back pains, and unfortunately it might lead on to other things. I don't know. Have you had many people come to you with that kind of issue because of work and sitting down for long periods of time, they have back issues and pains?
Definitely. Ergonomics is or poor ergonomics is a very common cause of a sort of, you know, why does my back, you know, why is it painful at the end of the day, or why is it aching at the end of the day? And so it is important to address those issues and to try and make sure that you're using your body in a way that is conducive to health. I think one of the things that really concerns me about sitting that most people aren't really aware of is that when we slouch sit, so it doesn't matter what kind of a chair we sit in, if we end up slouching, and a lot of the people who are really fashionable, they might end up slouching because they're wearing very tight jeans. And so they literally don't have that give in the fabric across the hips. And what that does is it takes the back out of normal alignment. And what happens is when they are then sitting, there's a lot of pressure on a little joint between the sacrum and the tailbone. And this joint is really crucial in terms of its health. In health, it will support your back passage, and it supports men's health and women's health. If you have restrictions in this joint, which a lot of people do, it can contribute towards pelvic floor problems. It can also contribute towards hemorrhoids and poor prostate health. And those are things which are just not talked about.
Absolutely. What's the tens? I mean, we've got a few minutes left. If you could just quickly let us know, what are some of the most common reasons why people have back problems? You know, when they come to you, some people might have a really good understanding as to why they have that problem. Do you know what the source of that is usually?
Are you talking physical or emotional?
Physical.
Physical. A lot of poor fitness, I would say, generally, poor fitness. And so what happens is if the hips are really stiff, for example, then we tend to move from the low back instead of from the hips. Also, what happens is we tend to have quite a routine where we are, from the time we wake up in the morning, we're bending over the sink, brushing our teeth. We might be bending over the kitchen sink doing the washing up, and then we're sitting all day long at work, and we're sitting in our car. So we never give the spine the opportunity to move throughout its range. But even then, Gavin, I would say, if you think about it, even for the prevalence of back pain worldwide, which is absolutely huge, every mechanic does not get back pain. Everybody who sits at their desk does not get back pain, although a lot of people do. So for me, I'm much more curious about what are we missing about the cause of back pain. You know, I can't remember, I think there were, in the last two decades, there have been many, many papers written on just back pain and physical activity alone. I can't remember. I've got. Is it 1,000? Is it 10,000? I can't remember. I've got the reference somewhere, and I can give that to you. And yet, for all of that research, we are no better off in terms of alleviating back pain. So, for me, that we're missing something. We're missing something really crucial. And if we treat the spine as a holistic problem rather than, or a holistic condition, rather than separating the human experience into physical health over here and mental health over there, then I think we will go a long way towards not just treating back pain effectively, but preventing it.
Absolutely. Lulu, thank you so much for today. It's been really insightful. If people want to touch base with you and about your services and your support, or just general advice, is there anywhere people can get in touch with you?
Yeah, sure. From my website details are The Butterfly, and The Butterfly is spelled with an A in the middle. So it's the BUTTAFLY. thebutterfly.com, and if they want to drop me a line, hello@thebutterfly.com, and I'd be glad to help.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. And thank you to our listeners. You know you can find me at GavinJ417 on Instagram. Until next time, take care.